Good afternoon. Well, the Australian share market rose for a second consecutive day. The ASX 200 up by almost 17 points or a quarter of a percent to 6,654. We did certainly fade from the best levels of the day, which came in the first hour of trade when we were up three times as much, up in the order of 0.75%. And the main driver today seemed to be the fact that the US and China have both announced some small symbolic gestures on trade in the past 24 hours. On China's front, it basically said that it would remove some retaliatory tariffs on the US on 16 types of US products. And this morning, President Trump tweeted that he would delay increasing tariffs on around $250 billion of Chinese goods by 2 weeks. So from October the 1st, which is when the tariffs were meant to be increased, through to delayed to October the 15th. And this afternoon, a Bloomberg report also suggested that China may actually allow companies to resume purchases of US agricultural products in a show of goodwill. And this is ahead of some trade talks, which are expected in a couple of weeks. Now, the reason perhaps why the market faded was the fact that these were, at the end of the day, quite small gestures, more than anything that actually shifts the conversation significantly. So that's part of the reason, I think, why the market could hang on to those more significant improvements. But across the market, we did see more winners than losers. 55% of stocks on the ASX 200 rose today. The big banks did some of the heavy lifting, as did mining stocks. Fortescue Metals really stood out. Telstra also was one of the best in the telco space. There were some losers, though. They were mainly in the energy sector. That was not surprising because we had a 3% fall in the oil price last night. It seemed to be partly triggered by a lift in oil supply out of the US, but also the fact that there was some news that President Trump has discussed a potential easing of oil sanctions on Iran ahead of some possible talks later this month. On the company news front, we heard from Wesfarmers and the federal court, which has provided Wesfarmers the green light to buy lithium miner Kidman Resources for just shy of $800 million. Kidman shares didn't really move too much today, but that's because investors already reacted to the announcements of the takeover back in May, and that's when its shares rose about 50%. Mesoblast continues to lift. It's up 35% this week now, up 4% today alone, mainly on news that it actually struck a partnership with a German pharmaceutical group. And more than anything, this provides a bit more money for the company to try and commercialise its stem cell therapies. The Aussie dollar finally sits at around 68.8 US, and it seemed to improve off the back of the moves from both the US and China today. And tonight is going to be quite busy in global markets. In Europe, we've got the European Central Bank likely to cut interest rates according to what the market's pricing in. And in the US, we've got an update on inflation. Enjoy the evening.